Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you have dinner yet?
I did, and it is Wednesday. We're recording this on Wednesday. That means it's slice night for me. I used Slice, ordered a ton of food. None of it was pizza.
How about you get $5 off your first order using code Brooklyn, and we get our pizza as we start another episode of the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Do it through Slice. Go to slicelife.com or download it from the App Store from your smartphone.
Collect pizza points and earn a free pizza. I'm halfway there already.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 176.
Yeah, you got that right.
It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
It's us.
The guys, the gang. Brody Scary.
I'm Brody Scary.
I'm Scary, so he's Brody.
You seem to have a mental block when it comes to the episode number.
I do.
Always an episode off.
I got to put down this popcorn. Oh my God, it's so good.
Okay, put it down. If it's a sponsor, don't mention it.
No, it's not. Not even a sponsor. I'd love for them to sponsor the podcast. It's organic popcorn.
Yeah.
Made with coconut oil.
I'll make you hit the jingle. By the way, speaking of hitting the jingle, if you guys watch the Elvis Duran 15-Minute Morning Show on Tuesday?
Right.
Yesterday. What is that, 18th? Danielle tried to hit the jingle on me because I thanked someone for something, not a sponsor, not a client. I got step and repeats for behind me for the 15-minute morning show podcast,
which I thought was brilliant.
Thank you. Well, I ordered them a while ago, but then I kept changing my mind on the size, and it took me a while to finalize the designs. So it's my fault, but I had the idea in February. Anyway, I got two. One that says Brody on it and Brooklyn Boys, and one that says Brooklyn Boys in four different logo combinations.
Yeah, and by the way, I am having sign envy after I saw that on camera on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Well, Scary, not a sponsor, but you can call Gary at Prince Station, Long Island, or send in the clowns. They have two companies.
Yep.
And get your own. This is the guy that printed our
cardboard
headshots.
Our cardboard cutouts for the Mets game.
For the Mets games, I got mine, by the way. He shipped it with my signs.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
We're going to catch it. We are going to catch a Met game.
We are.
We are going to go this season very soon. In fact, we're working out the kinks, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, as of today, they increased capacity at New York baseball games to 50%.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's vaccinated sections, unvaccinated sections, whatever. Scary and I are both vaxxed. I am not waxed, but I'm a little bit relaxed.
Speak for yourself.
I said I'm not waxed. You do what you want. We have to go to a game now. We can.
Well, it's funny.
And I have Met masks, so if I have to still wear a mask, I'm ready.
You know, I just got back from lunch with my friends. I was hanging out in North Jersey. This my buddy Anthony Falco. You know, his name is Falco. We call him Falco. He's a this guy is the epitome of on the road to old man. He's doing old because he's retired from he's retired from the police department. And okay. In the middle of the afternoon, on any day, you pick the day, any day. And today was just Tuesday. What's today? Wednesday. He's like, let's go for some lunch, and then we'll go for some cappuccino, and we'll get a cannoli afterwards. Like, he loves to do the lunch, so he brings a couple of guys together, and he goes, we're gonna go to this place, Rudy's, okay, up in Cliffside Park, New Jersey.
All right, so far he sounds just like you.
Well, he's Falco, and the name ends in a vowel.
He's an Anthony,
like me.
He loves to eat. He brings the boys together. So far, it's describing you.
Well, so it's the unexpected happened. So we go up to Rudy's, again, 15 minutes away. And again, it could be any town USA. It doesn't matter.
Rudy's is in any town USA?
Well, it's Cliffside Park. But my favorite part of this is it's one of those old man bars, you know?
Oh, where people go to get drunk at noon?
Yeah. So
like Blarney Stone?
Yeah, but it's one of those places where it's got over-the-top Italian food at Rudy's. They got the best food. And I'm like, it's a place called Rudy's, named after a German guy who died. I'm like, how great can this food really be? Plus, we've tasted a lot of great Italian food over the years, Brody, but why are you taking me to any town USA to the old man bar? Again, you have one of these in your town, USA. The way, you know, I'm just painting a picture. So we walk in. It's a rundown bar. Hasn't been updated since the mid-60s. But it's got that bar tavern feel, you know, that old. And there were old men in there. We're sitting down, and, you know, the food starts coming out. And I'm like, oh, this stuff looks good, Brody. I'm like, Brody would love this place.
Yeah.
Brody.
I'm sorry I turned down the invite I didn't get.
Plot twist.
What?
The door flings open.
No.
And in walks legendary New York Mets pitcher Dwight Gooden and his girlfriend or wife. And I'm like, and I'm looking, and I'm like, and they're like, hey, and all the old men go, hey, what's up, Doc? Hey, Doc, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's up? And then he goes into the dining room next door and closes the door. And I look at the guy behind the counter, and I'm like, and he's like, oh, yeah. And the guy might as well be Mo from Mo's Tavern, okay? And he's like, you know, he's washing the fucking beer stein, and he's looking at us, and he's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, that's the real Doc. That's the real doctor. And I'm like, that was him. And my like,
now, but this the guy, wasn't like when I tricked you that the quarterback of the Giants was sitting there.
No, Danny Dimes. He goes. Yeah, Doc Gooden. He goes. He loves this fucking place. He's always in here. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, Dwight Gooden. But what are the odds that me and my friends are sitting there?
My friends and I.
Who the fuck at this point, man? Okay. The story is larger than the grammar.
You're saying,
okay.
Right. So when I think of 80s superstar pitcher. Multiple time rehab,
New York Yankee Met and New York Met, but really memorable as a Met.
Yeah, for the Yankees. Yeah, okay. Dwight Gooden, New York Mets Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. He's in the Hall of Fame for the Mets. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
All time Met great.
Uh huh.
From Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
Hanging out in Rudy's
in a little town
in North Jersey.
Yeah, a little town in North Jersey.
In a bar.
And an old man in a Moe's Tavern.
I mean, he's in his 60s now, so...
So...
You know, he's... That's not old.
I soon found out why Doc was eating there.
He bought stock in the company?
No. The food is outrageous. The food is really... Brody,
you would never...
It's unassuming, but it's one of those places that hit you in the face. With every single thing, they get their fish fresh every day.
Well, if it's good, they can hit me in the face, but if it's not, I don't want it thrown at me.
It was really good. The eggplant rollatini, right. the calamad, you know,
Here's the problem. Here's the problem now.
There's no problem.
It's like you went, and there was a special on the menu that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go, the special's not on the menu, and I can't experience what you experienced. Unless Dwight Gooden's there, I'm going to be disappointed no matter how good the food is.
But
you
it
realize
was,
that,
no,
right? I'll be looking at my dinner going, good Parm, where's Gooden? Where is he?
It's not good enough for you?
It's not good enough. Thank you. I took my line.
You know, the thing I'm thinking about, though, is I went in with low expectations. This is a classic under-promise, over-deliver.
No, I was not kidding.
I didn't say hi to him because he went into the next room. He literally walked in.
Guards?
No. He walked in with...
It looked like maybe the bathroom there?
It could have been... his wife. It made him and his wife. Now, the bathroom wasn't in there. So it's an old man bar connected with a dining room connection to another room. That is a dining room that seats about 40 people. And on a Friday, Saturday night, all their tables and chairs are filled.
If you had acted drunk, right? If you were like, you're crazy. Dwight Gooden's the greatest pitcher of all time. I don't care what you say. I'll tell him to his face, he's the greatest pitcher. Maybe he would have come over going, hey, man, thank you. Do you want to get a picture?
I wasn't about to do that. I wasn't going to fangirl. I am a huge fan. So I'm sitting there with my friends, and then they didn't believe me at first. And then I looked over on the wall, and there was his picture that was signed. So it was confirmed that it was him because he had been there several times. But my favorite is the 7 or 8 old men in the bar were like just – They barely turned around for him. They're like, hey, they waved at him. Hey, Doc, what's up? Because he's a regular in there.
Right.
In their world, at Moe's Tavern. I'm going to call it Moe's Tavern because that's what it was. It was like Barney was sitting there.
That's great.
And Homer. And these are the people at the bar. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? What world is this? So
that's great.
Anyway, that was my afternoon. By the way, that was like 4 hours ago this happened.
Well, listen, these are normal guys. You know, they have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to say where, but I don't want to harp on the 80s Mets. But the second best pitcher on that team, Ron Darling, who's now one of their announcers,
right?
He hangs out at a bar not far from our radio station. He's there all the time. That you and I have been to 100 times.
Mm.
That we've been to for lunch, for parties.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about.
He goes there. He's commented he goes there.
That's great.
He has an apartment in the city. He loves that place.
That's awesome.
And it's not the fanciest place. It's just a good place.
So I beg the question, Slices, please. Tweet us, DM us, let us know if there's a small town place in your town that maybe a quasi or ABC list celebrity comes in every
once in a
while.
Only if a celebrity comes. We don't need every old man bar in town.
No.
A celebrity coming in.
Yeah, no. If you had a similar experience to what I did today, because I told you that came out of left field. No pun intended.
Well, it came out of the
pitcher's
mound. The bullpen.
The bullpen,
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
bullpen was in right field at Shea Stadium.
So anyway, that was my afternoon.
Right field now.
And I had a double espresso and I'm ready to go.
All right. You sound fired up. That's good.
Yeah. But how was your day today? Let me guess. See. Hold on. You went in the pool.
No, I didn't. The pool is spotless, by the way.
It went up to 89 degrees in Central
Jersey.
Here's
the kicker. I didn't even turn the heater on in my pool, right? And so I went out when I got home. I got home around 5 o'clock, maybe something like that, because I was running around, driving people and running errands. I got back at 5 and I went, oh crap, I didn't put the heater on this morning, you know, after work.
Right.
And I keep it at 85, 86, depends on my mood. Mm-hmm. I went out there without the heater on, the pool was at 82. It was 82.
Without
the
heater?
So I'm like, saving myself some gas, some natural gas.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I'll be in the pool right after the podcast.
Yeah. Any chance? Yeah.
No, I can not a chance.
Swing by?
No.
Okay.
Not a chance. By the way, speaking of hanging out, I don't want to run down the list because you guys know who you are. There's 7 or 8 Slices that are planning a major event.
A meetup.
And some of the people are not from New York or New Jersey.
I love the synergy. I love this. This is what happens with podcasts.
So
and people that have a lot
Ohio
in common.
Person. There's a Seattle, Washington person on the list. I think Virginia. There's a bunch of people, which is great that they're friends. And one guy said that he's met so many people, his life has changed with how many people he's gotten to know through this podcast. And that makes me very happy.
I adore that. I really think that there's something special to be said by a common thread that people share where they could cling to.
Right.
And you know, it reminds me of the days back when I was on CB radio. Remember Citizens Band Radio? We used to go.
Truckers still use it.
Yeah, Breaker 19, where you press the side piece and everybody's like, you know, talking.
Oh, you had a side piece?
Oh, the side piece on the microphone.
You mean the button?
Yeah, the button.
Side piece is something completely different.
So every Sunday morning, we're going back to Brooklyn, they would have the break. You're coming down to the break? And the break was a meetup for CBers where they would hear each other day in and day out.
Sorry, I missed that one.
Hold on. It was a place for CBers that would hear each other all day, all night, every day on the CB radio in the local area. And they would meet at the time, it was off of Exit 5 at the Bell Parkway. It was the Caesars Bay Bazaar parking lot.
Yeah, that's where I had my first job, my first two jobs.
Caesars Bay Bazaar. And let me tell you, when I went to the break, there was nothing, no word to sum it up more than the word bizarre. The cast of characters that showed up at the break. My!
Of course, it's people who sit in their basements and talk on a basically like a party line phone call.
Right.
To people they don't know, don't know what they look like.
It was like a convention. But I'm not trying to, we dare not compare that to the Slices meeting.
No, and I'm not saying those people who had the CB parties, because there's people listening whose dads did it, their moms did it, whatever. Nothing wrong with that, but you never know who's going to show up, because I was just saying, you don't know what they look like, you don't know who they are, what they do for a living. Right. So it could be all ages, you know, backgrounds, whatever. Unlike social media, where you sort of have an idea. Speaking of the people we're talking about, I did say if eight slices get together, they're a pie.
They are a pie.
They're a pie. And Shady Jew Mobster.
Oh, by the way, if 12 slices get together, they're a Sicilian pie.
That's right. That's, although some places do 9 slices, which is kind of...
Nah, I like
Sicilian's
the
12. Sicilian's not 12.
No, it's 9. I think it is. 3.
It's 9. 1 non. 3. One
hold on.
Middle.
6.
9. You're talking about L&B.
L&B does L&B more,
12,
yeah. They do
12 little ones.
Yeah.
Right, but regular Sicilian's 9. Come on now. Anyway, Shady Jew Mobster changed his handle on Twitter to FUAbe77.
I saw that, yeah.
And I do want to address... I got to find the picture now. It's not really mail, but it's in my folder of pictures to talk about, and now I have to find it. Damn it, I'm gonna go crazy if I can't find it. All right, you know what? Keep talking.
What are you trying to do?
Well, there was one of our slices put. Oh shit! If I you know what? I'm gonna have to find it. Ignore it.
All right. Okay. Ignore it. That's what I do on a daily basis.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Is ignore you. Something disturbing happened. Post wedding. Part one that I went to last week.
Oh, you! By the way, your girlfriend looked very attractive.
When does she not?
I don't want to say that.
She always looks attractive.
She does, especially in the morning.
What?
Huh?
Huh? What are you trying to say?
I didn't say anything. You what?
Wow, you're terrible.
I didn't say anything.
So, went to the... God, I'm trying to look for this.
I went to a party last Saturday.
I went to the wedding last weekend. Sunday? This past Sunday night.
Yeah.
And in the afternoon, I was doing a lot of video, Instagram story, and I happened to record part of the actual mass where they got married at the altar with the priest and all that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got a very disturbing DM the next morning. I want to read to you, and you're going to be like, what?
I mean, right, from who?
From a listener, and I don't know if he wants his name out there, but maybe I... Okay, here we go.
Don't read the name.
No, I'm not going to.
That's my idea.
So I got a DM from someone, and... Mm-hmm.
That's how that works.
He writes, see that priest? He is mentally and verbally abusive. I used to work under him as a teenager, and he should have his collar removed and thrown in the garbage. Hope the party was fun, though. Can you imagine that?
Oh no!
He spotted and recognized the priest that was in the video I was posting.
And you said he worked under him. That's a bad combination.
No. He wasn't that kind of bad.
All right.
But I can't imagine priests being assholes. But I guess there are a few.
Listen,
are there a-hole rabbis
in your house?
What?
Yeah, there's assholes in every profession. There's asshole football players, asshole accountants, asshole strippers.
But you would think in that sector...
that's a whole other job, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes. In that sector, though, you wouldn't expect a priest or a nun to be in it.
Why? Why?
Well, because they're of the cloth. They're, you know...
All right. Let me ask you a question.
And
this is not a commentary on the priesthood, on any religion.
Right.
But imagine that you had a secular life.
Okay.
Limited in your entertainment... No wife, no sex. And again, I know some sects of Christianity allow the priests or the pastors. Are you trying to say
that these people are frustrated and they have to take their aggressions
I'm
out?
I'm saying they live a very different life. I can't imagine that humans are designed that way. It might be difficult. That's all. It's no different than if you're in prison. You're probably, I'm not comparing the two, but you're not living a normal life, right? You might react differently being in prison, even if you went into prison innocent.
Well,
you know, what was that movie about last night?
About last night
with Riz Ahmed. One night happened. Don't tweet me. It was on HBO. Okay. It was excellent. The point is, I don't want to ruin the thing, but he went into prison not really a bad guy and came out a really bad guy,
a real shithead. Well,
yeah,
I screenshot of the DM and I sent it over to the bride. And she confirmed it. She goes, "Yeah, I heard that about him." And then a third person came in who was part of that Parrish, you know, she goes there on Sundays. Mm-hmm. She goes, yeah, he's known to have a very aggressive personality. He yells a lot. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I hear this. Here's this guy. He's in his cloth. He's marrying. It's a holy day.
Yeah,
he's reading from the book. He's reading. But the thing is, but it just goes to show it's just an act. Because
it's not an act.
Well, doesn't
he still be frustrated?
I know, but he lashes out at people. He yells and screams. I don't know that.
Okay,
I just find it awkward that
you know
that
what you're like when the mics go off. You're a maniac.
Yeah, right. I am who I am. I am on the radio as I am off the radio.
Okay,
and you know
that. You don't think that sweet person behind the counter at the fast food place, when a person leaves, sometimes goes motherfucker. Right, like everybody puts on an act. You're on stage. When I used to manage Starbucks,
that's how I immediately went to that.
Area trainer for Starbucks. One of the things I said was, if you're having a bad day, you wrecked your car, you got dumped in a relationship, leave it at the door. If you stub your toe, bend down and you know, make a face, and when you pop back up, hi, welcome to Starbucks, because nobody cares about your problems. So,
but if this guy is
an angry man, he could be angry.
Yeah,
he could find peace in God, but.
Watch him officiating wedding, you know, funerals, weddings, baptisms, and just to think that it's just an act, he's acting out a play. You just said it.
No.
It's like he's reading a script in a film.
You know what? What if he's the nicest officiator at weddings, right? But when he's in charge of kids who don't listen, and you know, and parents can relate. You're like, I'm the father, or I'm the father, the real father, like the father, or the holy father.
Yeah.
You know, not the holy father, but the father, the priest father. You're like, I live this life. I'm a figurehead. I'm a symbol of respect and responsibility. I'm an authority figure. And these kids don't respect me and the word of God. Yeah, it might frustrate you a little bit. It might frustrate you.
Yeah.
Listen, you all know that back in the day, and I'm not saying all they do. You know, there's always stories about nuns whacking kids with rulers on the hand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was hard for me
to
swallow.
I had a rabbi once made me pay full price for something. I mean, it can get rough.
It was a bitter pill to swallow to think that this guy
supposed to be taking those then. That's not what you're supposed to be doing.
This magical day. And then I get a DM and then I get confirmation.
Yeah. Well.
He goes, guy, he has an edge to him. I'm like, okay. Don't want to cross this guy.
No. Cross? Is that a pun?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, what I was looking for was Chris. C. Micchio on Twitter. What's up, Chris? He said, until the Brooklyn Boys put these on the merch site.
Puts.
I've made my own FU Abe 77 decal for my car. So he got letters
and
put a hashtag, and he wrote FU Abe 77 on his back window. That is fandom. That is dedication.
And I did retweet that from the Brooklyn Boys account on Twitter. So
I think I retweeted it from... the at David Brody account. Follow me at David Brody on all social media. We'll go over what else was sold.
Let's talk about the merch store real quick. We have some things coming through. We did add the fart water seltzer bottle.
Oh my God! With the most clever slogans ever.
Yes. Yeah. And it's on this shirt. It's a beautiful shirt. It just it literally speaks for itself. It doesn't need much more than the bottle.
You denied it. We supplied it.
Exactly.
Here it is.
You can find that there along with a Grammar Police shirt with the Brooklyn Bridge in the background. I like that one.
Yep.
What else do we have? We added a few others.
We added the Chinese menu, according to David Brody.
Yeah, how's that set? The David Brody Chinese menu. Wonder how that shirt's
selling. I've already sold a few of them because people have sent me screenshots of their purchase orders.
Very nice. So you can always go to brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
You almost missed your cue there, Brody.
I know. I threw everybody off there. I made everybody like lean into the over the chair and go,
lean back? You lean back.
No, I lean forward. You know, it was like ready to go.
Okay.
I can't let them say I'm with me every time.
Let's check out our merch, please.
Yeah, the merch is there. Oh, and gift with purchase, if it's still available, there's two gifts with purchase, maybe one. I don't know what we're up to. But one of them was a surprise. Well, we'll tell you what it was. Mm-hmm. It was Brooklyn Boys hand sanitizer packet, like wipes.
Yeah.
In an orange and blue pouch. Right. Adorable.
Well, we gave it away on the last one with the
other. Oh, yeah. And then the Vax card holder with the Brooklyn Boys logo in a beautiful blue. Really like the shade of blue that we got for this one.
So you get gifts with purchase.
I'm going to use my Vax card holder when I go to Citi Field to see a Mets game. Go, bam! That's right.
That's right. Or you could just bust into Rudy's Tavern and show it to Doc Gooden in person.
And he, and but it's not a Mets holder; it's a Brooklyn Boys.
Yeah, I know, but still. Yeah.
But you know what? Everything we all, everything we do, Brooklyn is blue and orange. Yeah. That'll work. Yeah. Hey, you're the oldest in your family, right?
Yes, the oldest son.
Sibling, right.
Sibling, yes.
Right. Your sister's not older than you?
No, no. I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
Followed by my sister's the middle. She's the Jan Brady.
Right,
and
this
then
shouldn't
my,
be difficult.
My brother.
This is not a trick question. You're the oldest.
My brother, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, my parents are the oldest in my family.
No, obviously. You know what I mean. But you're the oldest kid in the family.
Correct.
And I don't want to know about your cousins. You know what I mean. Okay. Have you taken advantage? Like, growing up, were you like, hey, I'm the older brother. You got to do things. You laid down the ground rules with your little brother. Like, you were the boss a little bit, right? A little bit?
Oh, 200%.
Right. And how much older are you than your sister?
2 years.
And how much older are you than your little brother?
7 years.
Right. Now, those are substantial amounts of time. 2 years, 7 years. Oops, baby. So, you can hold that over.
You know, I grilled my parents about that.
Yeah.
If he was an oops baby.
Yeah.
They refuse to admit it to this day, but I know my brother was an oops baby all those years later.
Here's a clue. If you and your brother were first, and then like 5, 6, 7 years later, your sister came along.
Yeah.
That's maybe your parents saying, you know what, let's try for a girl. Let's try for a girl, right. But they already had one of each.
Yeah, true.
My father was an oops. He found out about it. He was 11 years younger than his older sister. It was like 11 years younger, nine, it was 11 years, sister was 11 years older, brother 9 years older, and then him.
Yep.
He was definitely like not planned. They told him, like, yeah, you weren't planned. Which I don't think psychologically is what you tell a four-year-old, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, here's my point. You had something to lord over them, right? Because you were a lot older than them.
You were the
top dog.
I was.
So I'm at the supermarket doing a little shopping for my mom, and there are two women behind me, older women. They were 60s, late 60s maybe, maybe 70, somewhere around that age.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to each other, and one's a... one's got blonde hair, one's got brown hair. They look very similar. And I paid for my order, and then I paid for my mother's order, so two different credit cards. So it took a little longer to split the transaction, whatever. And I turned to them, I said, hey, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Oh, no, don't be ridiculous. So, you know, very, very, very friendly.
Nice.
And they had matching masks on, you know, very cute. I could tell they were related. And the one that was talking to me, he says, go and do the bags. And so she goes around, starts like making bags, and she says, get your cards out, and tells her other sister, get the card out. And I said, so she's like bossing her around. So I said, you guys twins? Yeah, we're identical twins. I said, oh, you're both lovely. Your mom must have been very proud of you.
Sure.
Yep. I said to the woman who was told to pack,
right.
I said, how much are you younger by? She says, how did you know? I said, because she's bossing you around like she's the older sister. She says, yeah.
Wait a second. That doesn't count.
No. She said, my whole life, she's 4 minutes older than me, and she bosses me around my whole life. Is it that obvious? I said, yeah, she made you pay. She's making you bag the groceries. 4 minutes. And her sister's like, yep, I'm the older sister. I knew it's scary. Twins do that. They hold it over their other twin forever, which one popped out is random. But all I have friends, my friends Chris and Randy, same thing.
Is this really a thing with twins?
Yes, they know who's older, and they hold it. If you say to me, who's older? Hey, who's older? The older one will always go, I am! Like, it's their greatest accomplishment. And the other one will always go, he is, or she is. Wow. Like, it's their greatest defeat.
Wow, parents, I didn't know that it runs that deep.
Oh, my God, the parents should never tell them. They should tell them they popped out together, side by side.
Side by
and
side.
It was the most painful thing ever.
Exactly.
Like, you could probably do a C-section.
A C-section.
On them, where, like, you grab a hand on each one and pull them back up, right? You could maybe time it close. But if you're coming out of the old vag, one's got to come first. Yeah. So this woman gave me the look, Scary. She gave me the... Now, if you're twin, and this is the same for you as a twin or a triplet, you know, let us know. Hit us up on social media, and we'll mention you next week.
Yes.
But this is... I couldn't believe it. I'm like, it was so obvious who the older one was. It never occurred to me to even think the other one was the older
one. I can't imagine that someone... I would allow someone to hold that over me if I was the second of the twins to come out. I can't imagine I would allow that.
You know why? I think it's because when you're five and your five-year-old sibling says, I'm older than you, you go, okay.
Wow.
Because you don't think about it. Then you're almost, six and they're the older one.
It's almost like a brainwashing.
Yeah, I think over a lifetime of I'm the older one, you start to accept they're your older sibling.
Terrible.
But you're not, I mean, you're older by minutes. Minutes.
Minutes.
That 4 minutes change these women's lives.
That doesn't count. Sorry.
Well, that's what I said. So there you go.
All right.
A little something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I talk about my garbage pails last
week? What about them? Like
about the blue one?
The blue one? Like the recycling one?
Yeah, the recycle one. Did I talk about that?
Refresh my memory. Give me a refresher.
About the guy who took out his anger? The garbage guy? I feel like I may have mentioned to you before we started recording. I don't remember mentioning it on the podcast. If I did, I apologize. But as an update on what I was going to say last week. So if I said it last week, forgive me. So here's the deal. So I put out recyclables every night, you know, the night before recycle day, right?
Yeah.
We have two pickups. One is bulk, where they take everything. Like, you can put a bed out, an old grill. They take everything. The truck comes by, grabs everything. Unless people come by looking for scraps and they take it for you. They're like, oh, that's got aluminum on top. I'll take it. So on recycle day, you put out your garbage pails, and then you put out your recycle pails. So I've got, on any given recycle night, I put out one or two garbage pails. Those are the big ones. And then I have a large blue recycle pail for just bottles and cans and glass, like, you know, the recyclables. And then the cardboard boxes can either go in a pail or just right on the street. So last week, my daughter was looking out the window. She comes downstairs because she was doing school from home that day. And she says, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I was looking out the window because I heard the dogs barking. And the garbage guy, one of the garbage guys, because there's two of them who ride the back of the truck, was going up the block and grabbing the recycle pails and punching the blue ones.
Punching them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so, like, because they're made of rubber. So right. you punch them.
Dumping them and then punching them
toward your property.
Towards the property. Everybody's. Like, just punching them like he was taking out his anger, like he hated blue garbage pails. And so I said, well, that's kind of weird. Anyway,
maybe he was practicing his boxing moves
on the blue ones. Yeah. So anyway, so I have a recycle pail that's brown that had boxes in it. And I keep the bottles and the boxes separate because I just always did.
Yeah.
And now in my town, they commingle. So they go in the same truck, but I still keep them separate because they fit better. So it wasn't like he was punching every pail. He put the brown one back. He tossed it back normally. But the blue one, he punched. And now I've got a crack in the top of it right where the recycle logo is.
Now, how do you prove to him that he needs to pay for it?
I have to film him the next time, or I have to call the company, the carting company, which is, it's hired by the town, or I could call the town. See, carting companies are stereotypically people you don't want to mess with.
Correct.
You may have watched The Sopranos. I'm not saying all, I'm just saying some. And I don't want to mess with this guy. However, maybe 10 years ago, one of the carting companies broke my garbage pail wheels and I had them replace it because they broke it. Now, if I call the carting company, you have to believe somebody's called before and mentioned that there's a garbage pail puncher.
You may not get anywhere. You're trying to make them lose the contract with the carting company.
Whoa. You're talking to me. I won't get anywhere? Wait till I tell you what happened with my water heater. Never. That's coming up later. But you know I'm going to get somewhere. I just don't know if I want to stir up that.
Well, I don't know if you want to bark up that tree. Because the second you go down this road, it's the point of no return.
I have cement shoes.
Yeah, exactly. This may be the end of the road.
Right. So while I was at Home Depot, I priced out a new pail. Yeah.
You might end up in the fucking back of the garbage truck.
Right. I'm weighing whether or not it's worth the hassle or just buy a new pail.
Brody, buy a new pail.
That's what I'm thinking.
All the free shit you've gotten over the years, you're more than even. You're way up on life.
If you are a sanitational engineer and you collect garbage on the trucks, by the way, a noble profession, nothing wrong with it. If that's what you do for a living, have you seen anyone do this? Have you ever done it? I just gotten angry and just started punching. Like, rather than toss them back, you like put them, like throw them up in the air and punch them back like a volleyball?
Like the Amazon worker. They just throw your package on the porch and they punch it to your porch.
No, that's a cliche. My Amazon, except for the guy that walked into my garage, that guy I don't like. But otherwise, they put them on the porch, they take a picture, they say, hey, how did I do? And like I told you that story where the guy walked into my garage.
Yes.
So they did it to me again on Friday last week. I had left the garage door open.
Why do you have the garage door open to begin with?
Because I was working on my lawn. I told you I bought soil, yards of soil, and I've been slowly putting it out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I went in the house for a second and left the garage door open. I hear the dogs barking and the UPS driver's there, right? I assume he's going to go up on the porch. No. He leaves the box at the edge of my garage, not in the garage, but right outside where the door would come down on it, and puts it there. Oof. I don't understand. It's not an opportunity for you not to go on my porch. You're the guy who puts it on the porch.
Yeah.
Well, why do I want it there? I want to be able to come out my underwear and grab it off my porch like Americans do.
Right. Well, I want to go back to the carting company.
And by the way, everybody does that. Don't look at me like I'm the only guy who walks out in his underwear onto my little porch.
You are Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
You're Tony Soprano walking down the pavement with your cup of coffee and the robe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the slippers, walking down your long driveway to pick up the newspaper.
I live on a cul-de-sac. Nobody is out. Nobody's home. Everybody's in
you know, also, in, do you walk with a limp like Tony did? Like when he was walking down the driveway?
No. Quesadish. No, I don't.
Well,
I did take a ride with my friend Jeff a few weeks ago up to the Sopranos house.
Yeah, it's a great one.
We don't live that far from it.
Mm-hmm.
But so we finally get there. It's like the end of a long road up a hill
in north nowhere. Caldwell, New Jersey.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, and we stop, and it's lit up. You know, it's nighttime. It's like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm gonna get out, maybe take a picture. Nah, and I'm like, nah, I don't know. I'm just looking at the house. I'm trying to figure out like angles and backyard. I'm just
something
looking.
Tells me you didn't get near the place.
No, I didn't get near the place. It's got a long driveway. You've seen it on television. I wasn't going to get near the place. I'm not going to, whatever.
Well, I'm sure, because I'm sure tourists and people come through every friggin' day.
That show went off the air in 2009, right? No one, there's no tourists going by this house on a regular basis. Anyway, Jeff freaks out. Oh, we got to get out of here. What are you talking about? We shouldn't be on this guy's, I go, we're in the street. We're in the street. We're in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
We'll have to park here and look at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel right about it. We should go.
You pulled that same shit with me with the Brady Bunch house. We went to the Brady Bunch house and
I didn't. Wasn't me. Wasn't there. Nice try.
You weren't there?
Nope. You fucked me.
You weren't there. We were in Sherman Oaks, California.
Yep, you were.
I was your friend Jeff in that case. It was Straight Nate from our big show, along with Garrett and a bunch of other people.
Let's go by the
Brady house.
Yeah.
And we went to the Brady house, and then Nate's like, come on, let's take pictures. It's Toluca Lakes. He gets out of the car, and I'm like, guys, can we get out of here? This is someone's neighborhood. These are people's properties. They're like, we want to get a picture.
It was the Brady Bunch house.
We want to get a selfie with the Brady Bunch house in the background. I'm like, no, come on. We're disturbing the peace. Let's get out of here.
When did you become that guy?
I'm embarrassed. I'm bashful like your friend Jeff.
You never get embarrassed. I've never seen you embarrassed.
In that case, yes, because it's the same thing with the friend's house in the village in Manhattan.
That's an apartment building.
By the way, they put chains around the damn thing. They're like, do not sit on the steps.
Did you see the Friends trailer that came out today for the reunion?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, my God. You're not really a Friends fan. It's so good. It's them. You could see the trailer, but it's them playing the trivia game where Monica and Rachel lost the apartment, but playing a new version now, right now. It's just so funny and heartwarming. I can't wait.
Well,
cannot wait.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you can't
go in front of the house. What's the big deal?
I feel weird. I feel icky because it's like, I don't want people.
Icky.
I wouldn't want people on my property nonstop 24/7.
Okay. They bought the Brady Bunch house. You don't think they know they bought the Brady Bunch house 50, 40 years ago, whatever it was, 30 years ago?
Of course they did. They probably paid a premium for it too.
Well, they sold the house. It's owned by HGTV now.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was. Didn't you see the episodes?
Yes.
Brady renovation.
The thing is, I just feel like you're in someone's private neighborhood. You really shouldn't be doing that.
Okay,
the same thing. And by the way,
you don't walk up to the door, but you can stand on the sidewalk.
Same thing with the Sopranos house, because it is in a very quiet, upscale neighborhood.
Yes, but we weren't playing "Woke Up This Morning." We weren't playing the music.
What did Jeff say?
No, he's like, okay, there it is. All right, we gotta go.
I'm with Jeff. That would have been me.
But it was 11. There was nobody out. It was pitch dark outside. Nobody saw the car. The headlights, you could turn the headlights off. They were probably all in the house for the night. No one's going to see us in the dark. We weren't doing anything. The driveway is like 10 driveways long. It wasn't like we were like right there.
But the neighbors all say, here come more fans.
No. Can I tell you something? So first of all, there were no neighbors outside. Second of all, they live near the Soprano house. That increases their value, their property value. I'll tell you what I did. I made a mistake, but I did it, and then I realized afterwards I made a mistake. So I don't live that far from where one of my favorite entertainers lives, Stephen Colbert, from Late Show with Stephen Colbert and The Daily Show. Now, he is very good friends with Bobby Brown, the makeup expert that comes on our show all the time. And she's never said, by the way, like, come over like and meet Stephen. She's always like, oh, yeah, we're going to see Stephen for Passover.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Stephen Colbert lives in a town not far from my town, okay? It's easy enough to look up. But he used to live in a big house, and then he moved to an even bigger house in the same town, which he broadcasted from during the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Big house, white fences, backyard, huge backyard. So I happened to be in that town one day picking up something, and I said, you know, I think I'm like a couple of blocks from his house. I would love to just drive by, see the front of the house because they always showed the back of the house on television. I'd love to see what the front of the house looks like.
I would never.
So I looked up his address and I drove down the block. So the block I was on is a dead end street. And at the end of the street is a park, a huge park with waterfalls and ponds and a kid's playground. It's a great street to have kids because the other end of the street is a park. Like a massive park with hills where like other people who don't live on that block would go to the park. You just happen to have a street that backs up to this park. Beautiful street. And so there's people in the street. There's kids playing. It's a dead end street, right? They have those little yellow figures of like the little plastic men. Like,
yeah.
Careful, children. So once I didn't realize that I turned down the street and now it's like kid mania. I can't turn around. I have to go through the street. So... Yeah. They all waved to me like, hi, friendly person. You must be coming to visit somebody.
You're coming to see Stephen Colbert's house. You weren't the least bit embarrassed.
No,
I'd be so embarrassed.
That. No, because they didn't know that. They just saw a guy, you know.
A strange older man.
I'm not an older man. Shut the fuck up.
You're older to them.
No,
it's all relative. These are kids.
Scary. I'm talking about the adults in the street who have kids like I do.
Were you by yourself? Were you by yourself in the car?
Yes, I was by myself.
Oh,
I could be visiting somebody. I could be going to the park. There was nothing.
That's even worse.
It's not a playground.
You can't go to the park. You can't go to the park by yourself with kids around.
They go to the park. They sit on the bench. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
People read books. I wasn't going to a play.
They knew either you were a creeper or you were there for Colbert. There's no reason for you to be on that street. It's a dead end street.
People visit other people on the street. I could have a friend on the street. Nobody looked at me. They're like, "Hey, how are you?" They waved to me. How you doing? So I drove through the kids, and I'm driving down the car. The block is maybe, I don't know, 15 houses long.
I'd be mortified.
Colbert's house is the second house on the left.
Okay, Brody, let's get out of here.
I really would, though. I get to the end of the block where the park is, and it's a dead end. Well, I can't turn around right away because then it'll look like I'm just cruising the block. So I get out of the car. I walk to the park. I take some pictures. I get back in the car. I sit there for a minute, and then I turn around like maybe I was like just visiting somebody, and I go back, and they're like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" They wave to me again, and I'm leaving. There was no faces, no. And then as I'm passing Colbert's house, I see the Tesla in front. I go, "Oh, that's got to be Colbert's house." So I look, that's a nice house, but that's not the house that was on television. I find out later it's his old house.
He wasn't even there.
Right. It's the big house, but not the big house. So the big house is not easily listed online. And then I thought to myself, you know what? Don't be that guy. You saw his old house. Leave it alone. Because I wasn't going to knock on the door. Okay. But it was on television, so I wanted to go see
it. You've been brought down to earth. You've been redeemed. I'm just saying... Unless a house is on a major thoroughfare, like where there's a lot of traffic, where anyone could be there.
I didn't know what kind of street it was.
No, but I'm just saying, Google Maps, in the case, well, let me give you the examples we talked about. Yeah. In the case of the Sopranos house, the Brady Bunch house, these are houses that are all on dead ends and little neighborhoody type places where you wouldn't be there otherwise. You're trespassing.
Are you telling me you never went to the Amityville Horror House in Long Island?
Never.
Really?
Never went.
Lying bastard.
No, I'm not lying.
Okay. Yeah. I did one. Wait,
but by the way, how did we get on this tangent? I feel like we did one of those famous left turns.
We need that girl to draw the map for us.
I don't know what we did. We started somewhere and then we're here.
Well, we'll have to go back and listen to the podcast.
I guess we're going to have to hear this one again.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I have no idea.
Twins? No,
I guess. I don't even know. Jeez. Yeah. We just kind of free-balled it, you know?
All right.
A story came out recently. I wanted your take on this.
I'm not one to have takes.
No, you're so neutral. You're so vanilla,
blasé.
Brody.
Blasé about everything.
You're vanilla.
Yeah.
Some of the airlines are thinking about weighing passengers before a flight.
Yeah.
To get on the plane.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because they're saying that America has gotten more obese.
Yeah.
Well. The morning show did this story, and then they were like, "Oh, no way, invasion of privacy, fuck that, no way." And then they glossed over it, and they moved on from the topic. And I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa! I'm okay with that. Okay, I don't care how.
You're not 400 pounds.
Doesn't Gary. Matter. Even if I was 400 pounds,
and there's nothing wrong with that. If y'all, I'm not.
The reason being is, if it's about the safety of the plane being able to get into the sky properly, I think I'm okay with them taking my goddamn weight. I don't give a fuck. Feel free. Weigh me all day. Have it on a big fucking screen. Scariest 375 pounds. Go for it. As long as I know that everything's been calculated and everything's been tabulated properly and the plane is going to take off properly, I'm okay with that. Why are people putting up a stink about this?
Well, I have a question. If you're going on a prop plane that lands on the water, you probably need to know the person's weight. If you're on a private jet, you probably need to know the person's weight. If you're flying a 747 or a 757 or, you know, a jumbo plane, that might be a fuel question. It might be they want to know how much fuel they're going to burn. And if you're 400 pounds, they might want to charge you more. That may be the next step, right? It may be like like they weigh your bags.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. If you come from a very large family, you've seen these families where everybody's big.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. If they're all on one side of the plane, maybe that is a problem. I don't know. I'd like to think that the two giant engines can handle it. But maybe you want to balance them out and have them sit on the other side.
But Brody, even the 747s have weight restrictions, and they're just doing a guesstimation. They're just trying to say that in the year 2021, the calculations could be off.
238 people might now weigh what 268 people weighed back then. I understand that. What I don't understand is this whole privacy thing. I don't want to get tracked. I don't want to chip in me, which, you know, is not a real thing. I don't want them to know if I've been vaccinated. It's nobody's business. I don't want anybody to know.
Well, that's a HIPAA violation.
No. What I'm saying, yeah, it's a HIPAA violation for someone to give out your information without your permission. What I don't understand is why today, nowadays,
you're like,
I don't want to tell them at the Met game that I've been vaccinated. It's not their business. I don't want to know. I don't want you to tell me. I'm just saying I don't understand it. I don't understand why you care. I would think you'd be happy you're vaccinated. Like, oh, hey, I'm safe, right? Like, it's none of their business.
There are people that believe that. There are people that believe that the vaccine does nothing, and that you're not less.
They don't want people more safe. What they really don't want is you to know that they don't have the vaccine. That's what they don't want, because then they won't be able to get in. But it's like, if you had to tell them your penis size to get in a baseball game, that's an invasion of privacy. I get that, right? If they want to know, like, you know, how many lovers your mother had, that's an invasion of privacy. I got news for you, though. When you go to the airport to get on a plane, they're X-raying you. Men. Right. The women X-raying you, they know how big your penis is.
They do.
Cartilage shows up.
Yep.
Right? So unless the last 5 inches don't have cartilage, they're looking at you and they know how big your penis is. That's a violation of privacy more than whether or not you're vaccinated or not, or how much you weigh on a plane. In the grand scheme of things, if some stranger knows how much I weigh to make the plane safe.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. I'm okay with that.
If I have to put my weight on Instagram, that's an invasion of my privacy.
Yes.
Right? Oh, look, Scary was out for Italian food. Now he's 217.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying that's what you weigh, but that would be like an invasion of privacy.
No, you're pretty close.
Oh, really? Is third quarter Scary already?
No. Third quarter Scary is fast approaching. Thank you.
You look about 202.
Well,
think about 202 to me.
Maybe a little more, but that's okay.
You look 202.
We're in the vicinity.
All right. You're tall. You're short for your weight.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just don't understand everyone wants privacy. But then you go on social media and you throw your life out there. I want privacy. Here's where I had dinner last night. Here's where I went on vacation.
Right.
There's no privacy.
No.
People are just deciding. I don't want you to know what I. If that plane tilts to the right, I would like to know that guy's weight.
Well, this is exactly my point. That, by the way, that's why I brought it up, because we didn't really do a rebuttal on that. We didn't really dive into that topic on the air. But I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. There's more to this.
Yeah.
Than in a quick little invasion of privacy moment. But yeah, whatever. For certain things, I agree with it. Others, I just take the opposite stance.
I get a huge kick out of, the Constitution was written in the 1700s, right? And there were some amendments written since then, some as far as recent as the last, 30 years, but most of it was written in the 1700s, right? It's when you start saying things and applying them to the Constitution, like, I have my freedom and the Constitution, I'll tell you how much I weigh. I don't think John Hancock and Ben Franklin were thinking about you being 400 pounds getting on a 747 or 737. Like that, there's no correlation.
There's no correlation to it.
Some things have to be adapted to present day, to where you go, I don't think they were talking about that freedom and that privacy. I think they were talking about, like, not having to let redcoats stay in your house.
Yeah.
I think they're talking about some other things.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they're like, oh, it's my freedom or not. But I don't want the plane to crash. But my freedom.
Yeah. By the way, we have a couple of pieces of sound, and maybe we should get to that real quick.
Oh, I have some. I love sound.
We have a couple of things.
So one piece of sound was perhaps the most requested piece of sound in the history of this podcast.
I know what it is. I heard it myself.
I had to get it. So as most of you know, I'm sure almost all of you know, our boss Elvis Duran was on Law & Order SVU.
Yes.
He played a dead body. But the plot line of the episode was three prostitutes were getting rich guys drunk and high on cocaine.
Yep.
And then stealing their money from their wallets, getting their bank account information and robbing them blind. Figuring because they were most likely married, they wouldn't report it because the room with hookers, right? They're not going to say that. So they were getting away with it. Elvis's character died and another guy died on the show. But before he died, the hookers were trying, they were going through his wallet and everything. And a third hooker came in but if you prefer lady of the evening, professional woman, if you prefer, for those of you that are offended by hooker. She came in and starts demanding a certain bit of information from him making a grammatical error that we've talked about a lot. And everybody blew up the text messages the next day for the show and on our social media. So here is the clip. Not only does she say it, but she screams it.
Yeah.
Good boy. I need your PIN number. Keep the party going.
I need your PIN number.
The clip is, look at the length of the clip.
No, I don't have a timer on this thing.
Let the thing run. I said she screams it.
Good boy.
Rookie.
I need your PIN number. Keep the party going.
We're going.
Here. So how about that PIN?
She said it right
Xavier,
there.
Xavier, what's your PIN number?
Yeah, she said it twice.
The second time she said PIN, but the third number, she, what's your PIN number?
She started with PIN number, then she said PIN, and then PIN number again.
If you can't find a hooker with good grammar, what are we doing today? what happened to the good old days when hookers spoke well? Damn it.
And then we have this COVID clip.
Oh, the COVID clip. Okay. So if you have an old person in your life, okay?
We all do.
Right. You know that they don't understand, some of them, the technology that you do. They might not, if they're very old and they're not feeling well, they might not know really big words, and they might not know, like, as far as scientific words, and they might not, like, remember them, right? So I want you to keep that in mind. Also, this woman is on the beach. She's jogging on the beach with her headphones, and out of nowhere, she calls her aunt to see how she's doing. Her aunt, right? And the woman tells her she's sick. She's like, I have COVID, to the niece. I want you to hear, and you can stop the clip at that point because it's early on. I want you to hear what human being reacts this way to finding out your aunt has COVID. So play the clip and stop it after she responds.
Hi, Awanda. How are you?
Honey, I have COVID.
Oh, my.
Stop.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Oh, my God.
This girl
that is
obviously...
Oh, I got to hear it again.
Hold on.
Hey, Wanda, how are you?
Honey, I have COVID.
Oh, my.
She sounds like the cleanest cut, most wholesome young girl who does voiceover work. Who does, like, cartoon voiceover work, right? Wouldn't you go, oh, no, Grandma, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my. One more time. But listen, let it run through. Yeah. Listen to what she tells the woman. Listen to the woman say she's totally lost.
Yeah.
The woman has no fucking clue what she's talking about. Then reminds her again, Grandma, remember what I said. Go make some phone calls. And then she goes, okay.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Honey, I have COVID.
Oh, my.
I don't know what to do.
Did they tell you about monoclonal antibodies?
Mono what?
It's a treatment that can help keep you out of the hospital.
We'll see.
No, Aunt Wanda, you're high risk.
You have diabetes. COVID can change fast, and you could be in trouble.
You need to call your doctor now and see if you can get monoclonal antibodies.
I'm calling now, honey.
Good.
There's no way Aunt Jenny, whatever her name is going to remember to call to ask for monoclonal antibodies.
No.
She just said, mono what?
That's some bad acting right there.
He's like, Grandma, you're a high risk. You have diabetes. By the way, in case you didn't know, Aunt whatever her name is, in case you didn't know you have diabetes, the woman has to be reminded. She's like, you're high risk. You have diabetes. That could change at any moment. Really? You think that the person who told her she had COVID didn't explain this to her already, that she's high risk? The woman is like 75, 80 years old. She's in her kitchen in a house coat. You don't think when they said, excuse me, you have COVID, they didn't tell her you have diabetes, you're high risk? Old nurse kid on the beach. It's like, oh my God, you're at high risk. Ask grandma, ask for monoclonal antibodies.
Monosodium glutamate.
Glutamate, yeah.
That's an
doctor,
SG.
My niece told me I have to ask for mononucleosis. I have to, something about riding the monorail. I'm very sick. I have to fight, doctor, I have to fight you mono a mono right away. Otherwise, I'm anarchy. Something about anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Ooh. Wow.
The commercial's a train wreck.
That is an atrocity.
Like, mono what?
Yeah.
I can barely, I can't get to the bathroom by myself. Yeah. She's like, don't forget to call. I'll do that right now. Yeah. She didn't even write it down.
You know, last week.
Mono Ginobili. I have Mono Ginobili, the basketball player. Holy shit. Can we play that one more time? Let me hear her say the thing.
I'll play it all day.
Yeah. Hey, Wanda, how are you?
Honey, I have COVID.
Oh, my.
I don't know what to do.
Did they tell you about monoclonal antibodies?
You got to ask for onomatopoeia.
Hey, when you call, you're calling me, by the way, for some reason.
No, you're calling me.
No, I'm okay.
You're done.
Hey, hey, when you get him on the phone, ask the doctor for manamana.
I have monoliasis. I got modest Yahoo.
Hey, tell him you got Montana. Montana sodium glutaminate, I have. Who says that? Hey, Angie, how you doing? I have COVID.
I need vitamin Vegemin.
That may be my favorite clip of all time. I don't know. That's
pretty pathetic.
Katie Babs.
Well, okay. You know, that's what I was going to talk about just now. I was going to do a little callback on Katie Babs. I looked her up. She's a smoke show.
You have the drop?
Yes. She's
so it turns
smoke.
Out.
Dude,
turns
she's
out
hot as fuck.
Satellite
hot as
radio.
Fuck. Holy
satellite,
shit.
Satellite radio DJ, Katie Babs.
Katie Babs. We were making fun of her.
Well, she's actually sort of a big deal in the rock world.
And she's a Canadian, and she's all tatted up.
Yeah, your type. She's definitely your type.
I could
not,
see.
Not my type.
But the thing is, now I know why, you know, she has this gig, because...
Oh, she looks the part.
She looks the part and acts the part, and she's, I guess, a rock person in the Canadian world, I guess, who's known for metal. And but honestly, dude, as a DJ, she sucks.
My name's Katie Babs, and thanks for hanging.
Katie Babs!
Katie,
Wait, that's what we should do, play the two together.
All right, you know how Five Finger Death Punch are nominated for Billboard Music Award for Top Rock Artist? I didn't know who else was nominated, so I went and looked, and this makes little to no sense. But what do you expect from
Damn
the Billboard
the
Music Awards? The only other band that makes sense in this category is AC/DC. Otherwise, you have 21 Pilots and Machine Gun Kelly. They are not rock artists, people. Oh, man. What are they thinking?
Oh, man.
I pray that Five Finger Death Punch takes this one home to show the real rockers what's going on.
Real rockers
with them right now. My name's Katie Babs, and thanks for hanging.
Thanks for hanging, everybody.
Katie Babs.
Anyway,
we should do that. We should have her go, hey, I'm Katie Babs. Oh, my.
So we made fun of her. And I'm like, after the show, I'm like, I got to go look her up. And wow. Woo. She is something else.
She is something else.
Anyway. All right. We got to take a quick break here. But before we do, I would like to know what you had for dinner there, Brody.
Okay. So we had pizza up at the radio station for our 25th anniversary show. And so... I was going to order with Slice tonight, specifically, you know, get a little Italian food. I was like, oh, get something for the podcast.
Yeah.
And so I hopped on Slice, and I'm looking at a couple of pizza places in my area. And I go to one of my favorites, Godfather, over by the Home Depot.
I'm the Godfather.
And I'm looking at the menu, and I see so many things that I wanted to try that weren't pizza. I've always had the pizza there. So for dinner tonight... I got baked clams, got a dozen baked clams for myself.
Yep.
All right, a little breadcrumb on top, a little lemon, wonderful. I got spicy sausage and peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got grilled chicken Caesar salad for one of my kids, and the piece de resistance. Oh my God, it was flawless. Stuffed red pepper.
Yeah. You know,
stuffed with meat and cheese and deliciousness. So I got all these things. I earned more points towards my free pizza on using Slice. I didn't have to talk to them on the phone. I sat in my car, dropped my daughter off at her after school activity, sat in my car for a second, opened up the app, boom, boom, boom. I put in my no basil request, right? Because I saw in the picture there was a big lump of basil. I'm like, I don't have basil. No basil, right?
Yep.
That was the only modifier, but it was a space for it. I ordered it. It said, what time will you be there? Boom, I said, I'll be there at 5:30. Put in my nav, 5:30. I got there. Food was ready.
Yeah.
Could not have been easier. Thank you, Slice.
Or you can have it come to you. Slice is the largest network of independent pizzerias in the country. So they're for the local pizza place. So you could find a lot of local places that you might not know about on Slice and have it delivered to you by the slice or by the pie. Or maybe you want some other things that restaurant sells. And they've the best part of it is they're helping these restaurants back on their feet. As a lot of them are just, you know, post pandemic coming out of like shock. The other guys take up to 30% of the order, and then the slice people give back by taking far less. They've saved local pizzerias $250 million in fees. That's why we love them so much. And now for this week specifically, they're doing national, you know, Friday is National Pizza Party Day. Did you know this, Brody?
Yes, I did.
Why not think about Slice when ordering for a pizza party of your entire family, maybe your friends, celebrate that. And on the 22nd of May, which is in a couple of days here, I don't know when you're hearing this podcast, that's the anniversary of the first ever Bitcoin purchase. So to commemorate this occasion, Slice is giving away one Bitcoin worth of free pizza to their customers. That is a value of $430 million in today's value. That's one Bitcoin. So if you want to get in on that and perhaps get the details of what they're doing, go to @Slice on Instagram, Twitter. Go to slicelife.com. But even moreover, make sure you earn your pizza points, because 8 slices and you get a free pie and $5 off your first purchase right now.
Yeah, if you use keyword Brooklyn.
Yeah, you got to use keyword Brooklyn. And then you'll get $5 off your first purchase on either the Slice, either the app version or on online. Yeah. Slice.
Enjoy the food. And more importantly, as importantly, enjoy the technology of Slice, because it makes everything easier. Thank you, Slice.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your middle initial?
J. Oh, no. P. I'm sorry. This is a trick question. When I think, because I don't really go by my middle name at all, but my father is
you don't
Anthony.
Know your middle initial?
Well, my father is James, so it's Anthony James Skiri, and we have the same name, so I always think AJS.
But where's the P from?
No, that's my father.
Well, I mean, it comes from the P hole, but seriously.
It's Peter. I was born.
I know where the P comes from. You're Peter. I understand that.
It's Peter. My middle name is Peter.
I thought you said your middle name was...
No, my father was James, and I'm Peter. My middle name is Peter.
So but you it, thought you...
I was okay. born without a middle name, though. That name was given what? To me at confirmation. Yeah, it's kind of a fake middle name. It's not even real. I was born on my birth certificate, Anthony Skiri. Done. But...
Who doesn't give their kid a middle name? They're free.
Roseanne and Tony Skiri.
But my parents. Your father has a middle name.
Yeah. They chose not to have one for me.
Your mother has a middle name, right? Is it Marie?
Doesn't have to be. I don't know what it is.
Isn't every Italian woman's...
It's one of those. One of those.
Antoinette? All right.
Yeah, I don't have a middle name. But I got one at confirmation. It's kind of like the fake middle name. I don't know.
Oh, man. The reason I ask is I have a middle name.
Okay.
Okay? I have an initial.
Do you know I don't even know what your middle name is? I've known you for all these years.
You've never asked, and nor will I bring it up because it's not important to the story. The point is, I've been getting mail lately that isn't my middle name. That isn't my middle initial. So Ford keeps sending me mailers for a new car to David H. Brody. My middle name's not H. I don't know where the H came from.
I have no idea.
My father's name wasn't H. I have no idea.
No H is
Geico. Geico. I have insurance with Geico for many, 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 many years. Every time they send me mail, the outside label says David S. Brody. And then when I open it, inside stuff is my name. I can't get them to change my middle initial. They say they're going to, and then they don't. I called Ford Marketing. I'm not David H. Brody. Oh, terribly sorry. We'll change that for you. You know what they're doing? They're doing the jerk-off thing with their hand. They're like, yo, we'll change that for you. I don't understand where the letters are coming from. Now, get this. This is the craziest one. You guys know Spruce, our buddy?
Oh, yeah. I miss Spruce. Can we get him on the phone?
Okay. So, my bad. I had him waiting last week for us to call him, and we didn't call him. So, I don't know what he's doing right now. If you want, I can text you his number. We can try to call him right now.
Do you want to get him on?
I don't. That's fine.
Well, I have some. Why don't you text him to see if he's available to come on first, and we'll do some email in the meantime.
Well, all right, but before, here's the part. Let me see. I'm gonna voice text on. Are you available to go on the podcast right now? Okay. So, see what he says. The reason I'm mentioning Spruce is that I get junk mail to my main email address, not my work email address.
Right.
The one that you and I use when we communicate.
Yes.
It's not even my junk email where all my junk goes. It says, "Hey Spruce, would you like to buy new windows?" It's like it's one of those conglomerates that sends you all kinds of things, but it's the same company. Hey, Spruce, save on your car insurance. Hey, Spruce. I don't know why they think I'm Spruce. I've never entered Spruce. And if it was any other name on the planet, I would think it was just an error. But the fact that I know a Spruce, and they would never, no computer would have like generated Spruce. Somehow, my email address is associated with Spruce. So one of two things happened. Either I accidentally entered his name on something.
Yeah.
Or I ordered something for him. Oh, you know what it was? Oh, I know what it was now.
Yeah, that's my guess. Eight years ago,
I think. And I just now I had an epiphany. Graham, Aunt Jenny, you have an epiphany. Call your doctor. Oh, my. I ordered him a New Orleans Saints Reggie Bush fathead. Big sticker off of the wall, which we put up in our office. We used to share an office together. And that's the only thing I think maybe... is that I shipped it to his attention, that Fathead sold my name to a mailing list and sold Spruce as my email address.
That's exactly what happened.
That has to be it.
Sure.
I just realized that. It's the only time that we would have crossed the stream, so to speak, which is bad, by the way. Cats and dogs living together. So I keep getting mail for Spruce because of Fathead. Fuck you, Fathead.
Yeah.
That's all. He hasn't texted me back yet. He's not the fastest texter backer.
Oh, great. So we're going to be waiting here a while.
He's a medium. There's some people in my life that take like 3 hours, and I'll go, I don't really like texting. You're holding the damn phone. Your phone vibrated. You saw the text message. Mm-hmm. What were you doing? I don't understand people who like, they think that text messaging is like snail mail. I'll mail him a letter in a day or two. No. You text me back immediately or within like 20 minutes, try, unless you forget. If you forget, I get it. But if you're consistent... They're scary. There must be people in your life that just don't text back for like an hour, 2 hours. By that point, it's like the point's moot. By the way, the point is not mute. It's moot. Moot.
That is correct.
Oh, I want to call out some local sportscasters.
Yeah.
When you say that you did something that was for no reason, right? It was all for what? Ah, he wasted his time. It was all for with an N.
Not. N-A-U-G-H-T.
Right. Guy on the sports radio here in New York said not. Ooh. Three or four times. It's all for not.
Like garlic?
It's not.
Like garlic knots?
Yeah, like, well, it's, I'm assuming N-O-T, not. But yeah, it could have been. It's all for not. Because I guess not is a negative word.
Yeah.
I feel like he was like, I was 2 days years old when I learned it's not. Yeah, it's not. All for not. So that was, that, I wanted to yell at the radio. Like, I'm lying now. I yelled at the radio. I did.
Someone, Christian Rosales wrote to us. He was at a pizzeria in Hockessin, Delaware.
And the home of pizza.
The sign said garlic nuts. N-U-T-S.
Well, that could be.
No, they're nuts. They don't make garlic nuts. What's a garlic nut? And that is the pizzeria called, I wish he didn't give the name. Oh, well. Anyway, by the way, Christian Rosales often sends us, that's at Fonzie with two E's.
Oh, yeah.
He sends us grammar police stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we do a couple little email while we're waiting for Spruce to get back to us.
Yeah, a little something.
Mail time. That sounds like it's mail time.
Welcome. You've got mail.
And you can always email us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. Some of you go
home of the world's oldest email stager.
That is correct. This is from Blues Crew Clues. From like the
Blues Crews.
The 90s. Blues Crews. I'm not just going to make a bad joke there. I will just pick it up. Sometimes people choose to just slide into our DMs. Like at DJ Bring It. Did I read this one last week, Brody? Because if not, if I did, well, it bears repeating.
Yes, you read a DJ one.
About the pool? What up, my brothers? Last two episodes were amazing, but Brody Skiri should be in that pool, man. Skiri, if I had a pool, you would be invited. I do have awesome parties in my backyard that you're more than welcome to come into. Fire pits, DJ, that's me. Drinks, food, bottle service, VIP area. Okay, two of those are lies. Anyway, love you guys. Feel like I'm listening to family when I listen to the podcast. Here's a pick for you and Brody to talk. You guys talk about this shit all the time. And that is the ISO, a poker dealer and bartender for birthday party 529. I don't know what that is. It's a screenshot of an Instagram post. Do we talk about that? Or is it?
I don't recall.
Okay, we talk about that. Anyway, I'm fucking dying right now. LMAO. The picture was in reference. Oh, this was a picture we sent and we had no clue. We actually mentioned this. So this is the follow-up. And we mentioned this. He says, I'm dying right now because the picture was in reference to the comment. I guess you can't see it, but someone was looking for a bartender and a poker dealer. And the first comment was, I don't know a bartender or poker dealer, but know a band. What the fuck? Not the same. Okay. So, Brody, just to clear the air here.
It's Facebook. We read this
last week.
We did.
And then we mentioned it on the podcast, and he didn't understand. We didn't understand what it was, so we glossed over it. But it clearly says, I have an awesome horn band, if you're interested, making a real party, which has nothing to do with the post where they're looking for a poker dealer. Like, why are you offering me a fucking horn band? This, bro, you do this shit all the time when you do listings.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's another one. We got sent this, by Vicky Jenks.
Yep.
She had a Facebook post. She saw somebody said, any update on when Porco's is opening back up? Porco's sounds like a fun place.
Yeah.
I had read mid-May at some point, but curious if anyone has better intel. And this guy wrote back, they're supposed to open mid-May. That's what the guy said. He goes, I heard mid-May. Anyone else have a better idea? The guy wrote back, mid-May. You know, okay, we got that. We got that. All right. Thanks. Be helpful.
Yeah. Manny Brea. Said, hey guys, I'm a longtime fan of the big show and a huge fan of you guys. I'm working on re-listening to the podcast from the beginning. Anyway, I work for a small manufacturing plant and order a lot of the materials here. The 12-year-old in me had to send you this picture of the pipe cleaners we use. The company's name is BJ Long, and they make pipe cleaners. The pipe cleaners are great, but one has to wonder if they did this on purpose. Look at this. It's you can't see it, but it literally is called BJ Long pipe cleaners.
That's got to be a joke.
I don't know. It's a real thing. Harhas Sohal says, here's another one. Harhas wrote a five-star review for us on Apple Podcasts, saying, Brody's rants will have you laughing until you cry. Skiri seems like such a cool guy to hang out with. So do you, Brody. Their chemistry is awesome. It's a podcast match made in heaven. I listen to these guys driving, working, cooking, and any time else I can.
Wait a minute.
They've been a blessing to my ears.
See, what he wrote can be misconstrued. He said, read it where he says, I listen to them.
To these guys driving, working, cooking. Okay.
So it sounds like what he said was he listens to us driving, working, and cooking. He didn't say he listens to us while he's doing those things. So is he listening to us while we're working and driving?
I don't know.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, Rebecca Chan wrote, I'm super behind on the podcast, mea culpa, but I just heard you read my email.
Who doesn't love a super behind, by the way? Just saying.
I heard you read my episode 166. On episode 166, you read my email. Thank you for taking the time to read this and provide some sound advice. I called the corporate office of the corporate office, Expedia, and received a refund for the difference between the current rate versus last year's rate.
Yes.
I didn't get free dessert, but at least we didn't have to pay extra. It took 2 hours, but the buzzwords I used were worked. So worth it. Thank you for the CSW and Skiri and Rebecca. Thank you, Rebecca. So Rebecca heard the advice we gave over this podcast in episode 166, mm-hmm. called and got results. And that's what I love to hear.
Yeah, anything we can do to help.
This is the email of the week, and then you can read some stuff.
Yeah, I got some stuff.
This is from Agnes Lenda. Fuck you, Agnes.
Agnes.
Not you.
Not you, Agnes.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Saw this, and I thought of you guys. I don't know if this is real or not. If you guys could Google this. On the walls of Cologne City Hall, hidden under a larger statue of Archbishop Conrad von Hochstaden, is a carving showing a man giving oral sex to himself. It dates to around the year 1410, and no one really knows why it's there. And Brody, you can't make this up. Brody, you got to see this. I'm texting it to you right now. You've got to see this right now.
This is
a statue and a sculpture, and the guy has his pants pulled down.
Right. Is this a text message of the large black man who's naked?
No. Hold on, Brody. This is an actual sculpture. Guys, I understand. Google this.
Are you sure that's what he's supposed to be doing?
Look at it.
I understand.
Pants are down.
Yep. No, I understand how it works.
It's a sculpture. And you see his head upside down, and he's teabagging himself.
All right, hold on.
And his ass cheeks are spreading his ass cheeks. I'm looking at it, and it's a sculpture. It's made of stone. It's made of stone.
No, who does that? No, I mean, you did it, but you tried.
They said...
No, this can't be right.
Is this real or is this a hoax?
This can't
be real. I need to know if this is real or not.
No. Conrad, this has got to be a... No.
All right.
No, it can't be. Cannot be.
Does this exist somewhere?
It can't be real. It can't be real.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go...
That's just nasty.
It's made of stone. Someone took the time to chisel this thing out and make
it. We're going to Google this by the time you hear this, so we're good. We don't have to.
We're going to find out if this is real or not. If it is real, I got to be like, well, why is no one talking about this?
Oh, my God. All right. Let
me have a few emails.
Read some stuff I have. This was posted in my high school Facebook page from a graduating class that was not my graduating class, thank God. The guy wrote, hey, class of blah, blah, blah year. Hope everyone are doing fantastic.
Ooh.
He graduated like 30 years ago. He still hadn't learned that phrase. Have you ever heard this expression? I took a screenshot on television. Mets relieve hitting coach and assistant hitting coach of their duties. They relieved of their duties. Isn't that just a nice way of saying we fired your ass?
Yeah.
Always. Yeah, just say it. They were fired. They don't get to do the job they like anymore. Let's see. Oh. I'll talk about the float later. Let me see. My husband, not that one. This is good. Alan 099, a regular tweeter of ours. He also had a problem with America Says. the game show where they put up letters to fill in the letter?
Yeah.
To fill in the blank. So remember they did ATM and the blank was blank machine?
Yeah.
And it was an ATM? So this one was, the last thing I cracked was a blank. And one of them was egg.
No.
You can't say a egg. You can't, this is the worst show on television.
I can't believe they allow the fact checkers and the spell checkers and the grammar people.
It,
I mean,
would it have been that hard writers, to put an A slash an?
No.
Like, so that you know it could be either?
Terrible.
Egg. Egg.
Awful.
Okay. Heather Gonzalez, in response to the frankincense and myrrh situation, I called her out on this. She said, I tried to let this slide, but I just can't let it go unless I say it. Scary, how do you not know what frankincense and myrrh is? I thought you were Catholic. LOL, they talk about it every Christmas or when you talk about the three wise men. And she put a picture up. She attached a picture, and it said, I come bearing frankincense and myrrh. Myrrh is spelled M-Y-R-R-H. However, in the tweet, she spelled it M-E-R. So I find that to be what? Ironic.
Ironic.
Speaking of ironic, the Home Depot near me is, and a lot of Home Depots are doing this. If you've been to more than one Home Depot, you know they're not all built the same. They're not all, the things aren't all located in the same place. So you're like walking around going, I know in my Home Depot, the electrical stuff is here. In this Home Depot, it's all the way in the back. I'm lost. So they're trying to make the stores more uniform. And so they are ripping apart my Home Depot and moving everything around, which is a nightmare. But there's a giant display when you first walk in. It's a Samsung display, and it's an oven. And then over it, it says Samsung, and there's a wooden display, and it looks like a fake wooden kitchen. Mm-hmm. And there's a microwave installed over the oven. And I may post this on my Instagram. The microwave is at like a, it looks like the right side is pointing towards 2 o'clock, and the left side's pointing towards 9 o'clock. In other words, like 10 o'clock. It's slanted badly. I'm thinking, if Home Depot can install a microwave straight in their display, maybe I shouldn't trust them to install my microwave. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Okay.
I have one more email and then...
This was sent to me by Grammar Police by Brian Cotter, or Coder, K-O-E-T-T-R. On the gas pump, it said, due to the fuel pipeline closed... and fuel supply slowing down, limit $30 gas. They spell do, D-O.
Ooh.
That's not good. Another person, I'll tell you who it was in a second. Reggie at Snoop Pettipog sent me this sign, and it says on the back of the soda machine, sorry, no milkshakes. At the moment, we apologists for the unconvinced machine down for maintains.
Oh, my goodness. They tried.
They tried.
English, not their first language.
Shout out to Amish. Amish made his first purchase at the Brooklyn Boys store. Amish admitted to me today he listens to every episode 4 times. Now, some of you might be saying, well, that's, I listen to more than that. But every time he listens to 4 episodes. So bravo, Amish. I got sent this. I'm so sorry. I don't have a, remember who sent it, but thank you. It was, Channel 13 WREX wherever this is located in the country. Breaking news, up to 1,600 employees at the Belvedere Assembly Plant could be laid come late July.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
I think they mean laid off, yeah. But okay.
Now, Terrence King Jr. wrote to us on our Facebook fan page, which you can see at the Brooklyn Boys. Not exactly a lot going on there these days, but we gotta up our game. Okay. So I'm listening to the newest episode, and one of the funniest things that happened that I know you didn't even know happened, and it wasn't good, is when you guys were setting up to complain about Kohl's, Brody. Then you cut to commercials, and the very first commercial was for Kohl's.
No,
I almost pissed my pants laughing. Keep up the great podcasts. And Scary is wrong. There is a big difference in pushing the podcast to another day at the last minute compared to letting someone know it will be done in a different day a week before. Slice for life, TJ King. All right. That's your opinion. Yeah. One man's opinion. And all right, so what do we got? Because we're short on time.
Are we short on time?
Oh, God, yeah.
Ooh, well, that changes everything. We did get carried away with that sound clip.
We did.
That was
but worth it. But oh my, oh my!
If I said something was coming up, and I don't do it, then people are gonna get mad at me, and I don't want to not do it. You know what? Let me slip in the Taco Bell situation that I had, and I want to talk about my intern, one of our former interns, Allie. We had a couple interns named Allie, but this is particular was a video intern who I liked very much. She was a very good intern, and I was looking for Allie Gold. Real quick, I wanted to DM her about something, and so I started typing Allie in the search window, and Allie, my intern's name, popped up, probably because a lot of people follow her, and she follows me, and I noticed I'm not following her.
Huh.
So I said, oh, God, I wonder how she's doing. So I followed her, and I sent her a DM, and I said, hey, good morning. I was looking for another Allie in my follows list, and I saw you follow me, but I don't follow you back. How are you? She wrote back, hey, Brody, great to hear from you. I'm doing well. Actually listening to a replay of today's morning show right now while I eat lunch. Not sure if you remember me, but I interned for you back in 2016 during my senior year of college. And it goes on to say other stuff. Well, I followed you back. I commented that I noticed that you weren't following me.
And she still didn't follow you.
No. She says, hey, Brody, great to hear from you. Blah, blah, blah. It's just, I'm not sure you remember me, but I interned for you back in 2016.
But wait a second. How would you not remember her? You actually went through a hiring process. She had to apply for it.
Right.
She was there every day. You were her manager.
Right.
Like, I don't think there's
But you're missing the point. I just DM'd her that I noticed I wasn't following her.
Right.
I didn't say.
Right. So you obviously, she was on your radar.
Right. Of course I remember her. That's why I'm DMing her.
Yeah.
So anyway, I told her I was going to call her out. She said, absolutely, I'm a big fan of the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Is she, though?
Yeah,
Does she follow me? She doesn't follow me on Instagram.
She does. I checked.
She follows. I'm team follow back. I got to follow her back now.
I think you do. I'll tell you her full name later. But anyway, she said, please, yeah, go ahead. I feel so silly. Definitely bring it up. And I was like, oh, my God, Al, of course I remember you. Of course, I remember all my interns. Anyway, a lot of our interns put up really nice things for our 25th anniversary.
Yeah, we just celebrated. Yeah,
we've been celebrating like
25
crazy.
Years of Elvis Duran and the morning show.
Yeah. So let me tell you what happened to Taco Bell. If I teased anything else earlier, I apologize.
That's all right.
But we gave you a lot of extra stuff.
You
got to
get out of the hot habit of teasing things. If you notice, I don't tease anything. Yeah, I just bring it up.
I got excited. I was going to tell you, but you know what? I got a good one for next week also. I'm already prepared. I got a whole one. But let me tell you what happened to Taco Bell. It's just very frustrating. I love Taco Bell. Even though the app keeps forgetting my favorites. Okay. So I went to Taco Bell Thursday, maybe last week? Thursday, I think Thursday. And they were advertising some new menu item. The potato burrito or something, I don't know. Some new concoction of the same ingredients they already have, but in a different combination. Okay?
Right.
And it was like a cardboard frame over the fast food pickup screen. When you order into the microphone, your order comes up on the screen.
Yeah.
So I place my order on the app. I get there and I say, picking up a mobile order for David. I think it's, And so he goes, is everything on the screen okay? So I said, well, there's an advertisement blocking the screen. I can't see it. And like a robot, he says, sir, is everything on the screen okay? I said, there's an advertisement blocking the screen. He goes, oh, okay. Just look at the screen. Let me know if everything's okay, sir. I said,
This
is the third time I'm going to tell you, sir. Your cardboard potato burrito sign is blocking the screen. I can't see the screen. Can you read my order to me? He says, yeah, I can read it to you, but just look at the screen. Does it match what you ordered? So I said, I'm going to drive up. I drove up and I saw the guy. And I gave him, I waited until I got my food.
He was twice your size.
He was, but because he works there. And I didn't say, so he took my food. I said, look, sir, I'm sorry for the confusion earlier, but maybe it's more understandable in person.
Yeah.
Your potato burrito cardboard sign is hanging over your screen. It's not readable.
You may want to correct that. Right.
Right. But he was so programmed to say, read the screen.
Because he
didn't care what I said.
Nah, he's reading a script. He's programmed. He's a robot. Come on. What do you expect from these jobs?
Okay, here's the part I left out.
These kids.
I left something out. I apologize.
Kids these days, get off my lawn.
Yeah, I want to apologize. I did skip the funniest part of the story. When I pull around to the drive-thru, you know when you pull around, sometimes you're the third car.
Fourth,
right? I'm the car. I'm the guy that just had that interaction with him. I pull up to the window. Maybe 3 seconds later, after that interaction just happens, he says, hi, can I help you? What did you order? I said, I'm picking up the, it was just me there. We just had a whole conversation. The mobile order for David. Oh, right. He forgot my order and who he was talking to.
Within the 30 the seconds three, it took. Yeah.
No, 3 seconds to go vroom, and turn the corner. He's like, I can help you. What was your order?
Oh my God.
There was a cardboard thing over his face because he was not paying attention.
I think he was made of cardboard.
I think he was smoking a little bit of something, maybe before his shift.
Could be.
It's not during the shift.
The rules are relaxed now, Brody. They could probably smoke on the job and get away with it.
Yeah, you know what? The CDC says it's okay. It's okay.
CDC says so. That's going to be my shirt.
CDC's nuts.
That's what I'm going to do.
I have a couple of people that I know.
Yeah.
And they're Facebook friends. And for I would say for like 6 months,
yeah,
they've been screaming, fuck the CDC. They don't know anything. They don't know about masks. I'm not listening to the CDC. They don't know shit, right?
Yeah, sounds like me.
Shut up. The minute the CDC announced that we didn't need masks because we have enough vaccinated people, they're like, the CDC's awesome.
That's
I trust
right.
the science. They say we don't need masks. They're brilliant.
I'm like, got to get a shirt. I'm going to get a shirt. I'm going to wear it. It's going to say the CDC because the CDC says so.
That's
and,
right.
And if somebody dares looks at me because I don't have a fucking mask on.
Well, that's because you're ugly.
I'll be like, I'm going to point to my shirt. CDC says so. Follow the science, bitches.
Yeah, but you know what? More people who don't have vaccines are going to buy those shirts.
Doesn't matter. You know what?
Doesn't matter.
I trust the vaccine is going to protect me from the people that didn't get the vaccine. That's how I look at it. I trust this vaccine so much that I know that I'm fully protected. And
watch this segue, by the way. Ready for the segue? You know what I trust? I trust Slice. So as we get out of here, I remind you.
Yeah.
Save $5 on your first purchase.
Yeah,
with Slice, use keyword Brooklyn. They know that we told you.
Rack up the pizza points, earn your free pie. And it's a win-win.
National Bitcoin Pizza Day
and
National Pizza Party Day, which is Friday the 21st.
And
right?
Just remember, you're supporting local businesses. It's a win-win for the local guy.
Yeah,
and
that's support what we the love. Local guy, yeah.
Especially. If you were going to Lenny's Pizza on 86th Street, that's our fans. Don Travolta went there in
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.